From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
It's National Lego Day today.
Cool.
True or false?
They hurt when you step on them. True.
True. Yes. True or false? Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller fame has a daughter named Lego. True or false?
True.
Is that's that weird your enough. Final to be, answer?
It's weird enough to be true.
Well, it's false. But here's what is true. His daughter's name is Moxie Crime Fighter.
Really?
Moxie, I know, right?
Okay.
According to babycenter.com, there are kids with the name Lego, though.
Weird.
Slightly more popular for boys and girls, kind of like the bricks themselves.
Okay.
Enjoy your Legos.
I don't know who would name their kid Lego, but okay.
All right, it is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, last night was the SAG Awards, which nobody that we know have watched.
Yawn. Bored.
I know. But Megan Mullally, who's
and the actor goes to, you know, that's what they say. They call the statue the actor. And the actor goes to.
Again, maybe that's why nobody watches it.
Well, it's all acting awards, so there's no
yes.
best movie. But it's like best ensemble in a movie.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, ensembles want their day in the sun, too.
Whatever. Anyway, sorry. I digress.
They don't get Oscars for ensembles.
And the actor goes.
Megan Mullally, a four-time SAG winner herself.
Really?
Yeah, back when she was on Will and Grace.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She hosted.
Mm-hmm.
We hear she did a respectable job.
But we didn't watch.
That's why I said we hear.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Hey, maybe they should have her do the Oscars.
Maybe. Maybe she's available.
But closest she's been, or closest she gets to the movies, is watching Sling with her hubby, Nick Offerman.
Hey, we're slingers. I love those spots.
Winners included, for your entertainment pleasure,
yeah.
Black Panther,
yeah,
Glenn
yeah.
Close,
yeah,
Emily
yeah.
Blunt.
Really? Emily Blunt and Glenn Close.
Green okay. Book.
Yeah.
And your favorite, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah. I heard it like wiped up in the comedy television area. Actor, actress,
yeah.
and ensemble.
Hey, Tony Shalhoub won a SAG.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I think so awesome. That made the night worth it right there.
He's so awesome. And so versatile, too.
He is hilarious. He is. So, if nothing else, the SAG Awards were successful just for that. They are, as Megan...
And vindication for Rachel Brosnahan to go to Jeff Bezos and ask for more money for season 3, I would assume.
Well, true.
She's won every stinking award there is for television.
Yeah.
And she should go to Jeff and go, like, season 3? Pay up, dude. Pay up. You got $160 billion.
Megan, I'm in the middle of divorce proceedings. Very expensive. Very expensive. As Megan said so eloquently in her monologue, the SAG Awards are the greatest award an actor can receive this weekend.
Yes, that's true. It is award season in Hollywood. This weekend.
Well, there was another underwhelming TV event last night.
Oh.
Not to be outdone by the SAG Awards.
I watched 3 reruns of Guy's Grocery Games last night. So that's how excited I was about what was on TV on the channel.
Wow.
It's like, oh, and one I had seen before. It was like, oh, I know who wins this one, and I know what they cook.
Why didn't you change it?
I can't change it.
I know,
love that damn
thing.
Start, I don't
man.
Like Guy Fieri, but I like his shows. What
I
is
know,
it?
Yeah, I know.
I'm just not fond of him.
I know, he's such
but
an
the shows are good.
Guy. Yeah. All right, so Rent Live.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really...
But it wasn't live.
Wait, right. What?
Uh-huh.
What? No.
Mostly taped. Why, you might ask?
I am asking why.
Because you look perplexed, so I'm going to tell you.
Very perplexed.
Don't pucker, I'm going to tell you.
Puckering.
One of Puckering. The leads broke his foot Saturday night during dress rehearsal.
Oh, I heard that.
So he couldn't fulfill his duties on Sunday from a wheelchair.
Yeah, you can't do choreographed bits when you're in a wheelchair. Unless you're Glee.
Right.
Which when I think of Rent, I think of Glee.
But
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I don't know. Ensemble musical. Come on. And choreography. Young kids. Idina Menzel. That's what I think of.
She wasn't in Glee.
She wasn't in Glee. No, I know. But I put the two together. I'm sorry. And she wasn't.
Idina Menzel, Lea Michele. I mean, it kind of goes together.
Stop it.
Lea Michele, Idina Menzel.
Anything that has to do with Broadway, I think of Idina Menzel. But I've learned to let it go.
She got her 15 minutes,
didn't
she?
But I've learned to let it go.
That's good.
You see what I did there?
I see what you did there. All right.
Wasn't that funny? Didn't get you to chuckle.
Since he couldn't do his thing.
Yeah.
They showed the tape from Saturday night's dress rehearsal.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh, Fox, bad show.
So, Fox, we realize you don't do live theater.
Right.
But have you ever heard of understudies?
I know, right? Which one did they do last year? Did they do Grease or did they do Hairspray a couple years ago? They did one of them. NBC does one and Fox does one. NBC usually does theirs live musical.
Right.
Huh. So it's mostly taped. Wow.
Well.
What a disappointment. Well, you know what? If you set your DVR.
I didn't.
Then don't worry about it. It's not worth seeing. It was taped.
Well, the original Broadway cast joined the TV cast on stage for one of the numbers.
Oh, so Idina Menzel was there. Okay.
Was she in Rent?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's been in everything.
Is she in Rent? I don't know.
She was, yeah. I mean, Rent's old. It's like when she was just getting started.
So she was in it when it was original?
I think it was before Enchanted and certainly before that Disney thing that she did. She's still on Broadway, too, doing her thing. Because that's what she does.
That's probably the only place she can be.
Probably. Yeah. There's probably not a whole lot of call for her or Audra McDonald.
The first time I saw her was actually Idina Menzel is actually in Enchanted.
Right. She was the kind of almost the villain in Enchanted, but she wasn't. She turned out to be okay. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
That's such it's an adorable movie.
There's talk they're going to make a second one, but there's been talk for a long time. Yeah, I don't know. You know,
leave
Disney,
it alone.
Give it 20 years.
Because they want a bigger part for Idina Menzel.
Yeah, right?
Yes, yeah. Idina wants her part in the whole Enchanted land.
So she can let it go. All right, with that, we're out of here. There's another award show coming up in a month. It's kind of big. I guess we'll cover that too, just like we did.
Yes, I need to get out my... Thanks. My speech I wrote so many years ago and brush it off.
All right.
Yep.
Halle Berry, we must apologize, was not at the SAG Awards that we could tell last night, but then we didn't watch. And she was not in Rent Live either, or Rent taped.
No, not much of a singer, is she?
No. All right, we're out of here. Back with you again tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.